Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week I'm sharing excerpts from the audiobook of The Inside Out Revolution, and specifically, we're talking about the transformative conversation. Today, I'm going to share two elements that always seem to be present in any transformative conversation. And check this out for yourself, because you'll see this is something that's already true of any conversations you've had that have truly led to transformation in your life. There are two elements that always seem to be present in any genuinely transformative conversation. The first is what I would call a deeper feeling. Describing exactly what this is like has been both the inspiration and bane of every spiritual teacher throughout the ages. I imagine it's like trying to describe a sunset to a blind person. You can be accurate, down to the tiniest detail, but no matter how close you get, it's still a million miles away from the real thing. Over the years, I've heard the world of deeper feeling inside us called everything from the unconditioned mind to nirvana to innate mental health and innate well-being. I call it the space where miracles happen. And I've discovered that, like many things worth having, it seems to run away the moment you begin chasing it. It's not that it really goes anywhere. It's just that when the thoughts in our head get revved up, they seem so much more important and real than something as trivial as a deeper feeling. This has been true in my own life to the point where at times I've chalked all my experiences of that deeper feeling up to imagination and self-delusion. Yet the moment I drop back into it, I know the exact opposite to be true. My thoughts are clearly the imposters, creating the illusion of reality all around me, while the truth is right here inside. In the transformative conversation, we slow things down enough to notice that this world of deeper feeling is always available to us. It becomes both our companion and our guide, keeping us warm in the midst of cold circumstances, lending fire to our own inspiration, and letting us know when we're on or off track by its presence or absence. The second thing that all truly transformative conversations seem to have in common is that instead of looking at the details of our life to make sense of our experience, they direct us inward, toward the source and nature of that experience. By way of example, I had a conversation with a client recently who was going through a difficult divorce. When I asked her how it was all unfolding, she said that despite a delay in the proceedings, things had been very up and down. I then asked her what she made of the fact that her experience was fluctuating so much more quickly than her circumstances were changing. This led us into a beautiful exploration of how experience always follows thought, regardless of what's going on around us. She got quiet, and as almost inevitably happens, she was struck by an insight that left her feeling much stronger and more capable than before. She expressed her gratitude for all the things in her life that were still wonderful, including her relationships with her children and her relative state of well-being, considering everything she was going through. Because she was able to see that her experience was being created from the inside out, she was less frightened of what might happen next, which gave her immediate access to the resources and common sense we all have to guide us when we're on our game. Will she lose her bearings again and have more up and down weeks? Of course she will. But each time it happens, it will be easier for her to see that all that's going on is some insecure thinking, and that the moment it passes, what to do, if there's anything to be done, will once again become clear. And this is the gift of a deeper understanding. It frees us from having to try to control our experience, avoid anything we don't want to have happen, or never feel down again. With that freedom comes so much energy and lightness that we reconnect to the world of deeper feeling. And life once again feels like the gift it was always meant to be.
In the third and final installment of this series on the transformative conversation, I'll be sharing the relationship that's at the heart of all of the Caffeine for the Soul podcasts. The dance between the spiritual and the material. Remember, you can order The Inside Out Revolution and learn more at www.insideoutrevolution.com or by following the links on the podcast. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.